The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, and by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, proudly selling Liberty Safes, American-made safes for all your valuables, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
The city lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could tune in to us tonight. Of course, as always, this is your show where we talk about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, proper training, and of course, proper range etiquette, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi, and federal law. Thank you for joining us. I'm Adam Strange, and of course, with me is Judge Johnston, the hanging judge.
I wish.
And we have in the studio tonight Philip Ward of Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. So glad you could join us tonight, Philip. We appreciate you, and we appreciate Miss Sarah for joining us here on Armed Alabama, and of course sponsoring the show. And if you are looking for that safe to put your goodies in, especially as we're coming up to the Christmas holidays, then definitely Mike Ward's Liberty Safe is your place to go.
Because it ain't Christmas unless there's a gun safe under the tree.
Well, if you have a gun safe, you got to have a couple other little firearms, maybe in a stocking or something like that, to That's be able right. to put into the safe at Christmas time. So thank you for joining us, but we're also broadcasting live on Facebook and our YouTube channel. So check out our Facebook, and that is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and please like, save, and follow while you're there. And we are simulcasting as well on YouTube, and that's just simply Armed Alabama. Please go there and comment, like, and save. Let us know how you like the show. Let us know how you didn't like the show. Or if you have a comment or question, please hit us up there on our social media.
Adam, they can ask us a question there on to the right on the chat part on YouTube.
Yes, and we will answer that in real time. Also, if you just want to call or comment and talk to us here at the studio, you can call us on our you can call us on the telephone here at the studio. It's 251-343-0106. You can call or text to that same number. So if you have a comment or a question for us here at the studio, or if you have a comment or question for Philip Ward about a new safe, then definitely give us a call here. That's 251-343-0106. So as you're probably aware, for those who are listening in Mississippi, there is a what I consider a huge election going on in Mississippi, and that's a gubernatorial election. And, of course, there's some other local elections and maybe even some other statewide elections going on. But the main election going on in Mississippi is the gubernatorial election, where Republican Tate Reeves is running against Democrat Jim Hood. And, of course, if you've been following our Facebook page, you've seen where we've actually commented and posted some things about Jim Hood, the Democrat challenger there. And just to let you know that he is no friend of the Second Amendment. He may pose and do commercials with his shotguns or whatever, but he is, as Attorney General of Mississippi, he has actually flown to Europe, and he has given speeches to the UN about how bad U.S. gun laws are and so forth. So definitely Jim Hood is not a friend of the Second Amendment, and don't get hoodwinked and go vote for him. So definitely I hope you went out and voted for Tate Reeves if you're in Mississippi. I know polls have closed now, so it's too late. And we'll be watching that as the show goes on. And if we hear any results, we will definitely let you know, because we know there's a lot of people from Mississippi that listens to our show and also watches us on Facebook. So anyway, Judge, you have anything?
A few minutes, we're going to give away a Brownells AR-15 M16 magazine. It's with the chrome silicone spring and the Magpul follower, and they're really nice. They're metal. You know, I kind of go back and forth on the metal versus plastic, because it's real good, and I might have a question for you in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So the judge made a comment about metal versus plastic. I go back and forth as well. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick with the aluminum, and sometimes, you know, I use the pull my mag pull out use it. I'm like, yeah, I really like this. So I guess it depends on maybe what your preferences are, but this is a really nice Brownell magazine. So we're looking forward to that question forthcoming there, and that way you can call in and take a chance there on getting that magazine. So, Philip Ward here, we appreciate you joining us on the show. And Philip Ward is with Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And we thank you for you and Miss Sarah for joining our advertisement team here at Armed Alabama. And we appreciate your support. And couldn't have a better marriage there as far as sponsorship, you know, gun safes and everything, of course, with a gun show. So thank you for that. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the advertisement. Oh, yeah. And of course, as we ramp up to the holidays, which is, my God, it's just right around the corner.
It snuck up, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, one day I went to bed and it was August, and I woke up and it was October, and now here it is. We're in the first week of November. So what kind of sales or safes do you have that will be good for maybe that first-time safe buyer that's looking for, you know, to go out and buy a purchase a safe where they may have, you know, four or five good shotguns or hunting rifles or pistols or whatever, that is really looking for that next leap and purchasing a safe, or somebody that really has a collection and is looking for that ultimate safe? What kind of safes and everything do you have that might meet those needs?
Well, we got them all. I mean, we've got everything that you can think of as far as in the safes, but there really is no starter safe. I mean, I really urge people to get one this, you know, bigger than you really need, just because it is a product that if you get it home and you realize it's not exactly what you need, it's not something you just throw in your car and bring back. I mean, it's a whole ordeal, you know, getting it delivered or having to load it up in a truck, because it is a big item. So I really tell folks, whatever their budget is, I mean, let's, for example, if you got a $2,000 budget, I tell them to go as big as that $2,000 and your space in your house will allow. Because, you know, I would rather give up a little bit of security for that little extra room to stay in that $2,000 range or whatever your budget may be. So, and I really urge people to look at what you're putting in there. You know, if you're putting in a whole lot of value in whether it's guns or valuables, whatever it is, you know, make sure that safe is adequate to protect that kind of valuables.
And Philip, y'all deliver, unlike most places. And these safes, gosh, the smallest one must be 1,000 pounds, right?
We got them a little bit smaller than that, but yeah, we have two guys that work for us that do deliveries. they're as good as I've ever seen, and we don't contract it out to any other company. You have people coming in your house that you probably met at the store when purchasing. I mean, it's a, you've already...
Back procedures cost a lot of money, I know.
Yeah, they do. You've already made a relationship with these guys before they even come to your house, and like I said, they're good as I've ever seen.
Why don't we, when we get back from the break, we'll talk about just the process. How do you get one and save? Where's a good place to put one? You know, there's always a question. Should you put it out like a TV or should you kind of hide it? A lot of questions on that. Remember, our number here is 251-343-0106. Give us a call. We'll be right back after these quick messages from Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, two boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, one drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, one miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
All right, welcome
Shoot,
back.
A fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with all that stuff.
We were just wondering if you were going to deliver that line or not, Judge.
Of course, it's coming up around to 2020, Judge. You know, the Democratic Convention is coming up, so that'll be the same phrase will go for that as well.
Right.
So thank you for joining us here on Armed Alabama. We have in the studio with us Phil Ward of Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And just before we went to the break, the judge had asked a question about how do you know what size safe do you need? But also, I guess that would depend on maybe the contents. Maybe if you need insulation, fire rating, protection rating or whatever. How does that exactly work for a safe when you go in to pick out a safe as far as size and the functionality and the different protection ratings for the safe?
Yeah, that's a great question. The safes are rated at 1,200 degrees. That's kind of the standard. And you'll see on safes, they're rated at 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 60 minutes, and so on. And what that means is they got enough insulation in there where if they were in a 1,200-degree direct flame fire, the inside would stay less than 350 degrees for that allotted time. So, what you know, if you live in the city where you've got fire stations fairly close, you know, you can get away with 30, 40 minutes, maybe an hour. If you live way out in the country where your house may burn all day or all night before anybody notices, you know, if you're out of town, I would step up to maybe a 90-minute or 2.5-hour fire rating. So it's all circumstantial. What you're putting in there is another big thing. If you're putting in a lot of paper, I would definitely up the fire rating because that is a more susceptible to a fire. If you're putting just guns, coins, and jewelry, you can get away with less fire rating because they can take more heat.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, on the insulation, as far as the different fire ratings, is it thicker insulation or is it different material insulation? Is that a different product?
It's more layers of it. So if for every 2 layers of insulation you have in there that Liberty or whatever brand you buy puts in there, that's 30 minutes of fire rating. So the more layers that are in there, the more fire rating you're going to get. Plus, when you step up in the models, you're getting thicker steel, and that's going to help as well.
Is it a different... is it a particular type of steel? Is it, I don't know, I'm just HY80 or whatever,
it's
mild steel? Or
it's different gauges of carbon steel. It goes anywhere from 12 and 14-gauge steel all the way up to 7-gauge steel. And, of course, the lower the number, the thicker the steel is.
Right, right. Wow. And so the locking mechanisms, I mean, what is the differences between those?
Well, we do. We still offer, of course, the old school spin dial, you know, just like a gym locker or anything else. The electronic push button locks are getting very popular. They're getting very good in quality. And then now we're even offering finger prep. So you can walk up to it, touch your finger on it, and the
biometric.
Safe word, biometric.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the technology on these locks are getting better and better, and the quality is just outstanding.
So with a keypad lock, what's the technology there? Like, is that batteries? Is the locks open up by enclosed by solenoid versus say a dial lock?
Well, the older electronic locks, like let's say from the early 90s to about early 2000s, were gear driven. And that back then, that was the best technology available. Now they're working off electromagnets. So now, I mean, you push the code in, the electromagnet activates, releases it, and then as soon as you close it back, it locks it back. And it's been very, very successful.
And Phil, to dispel a myth, there's no way anymore, because of the way they're set up, that somebody with a stethoscope can hear tumblers fall. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's all Hollywood, definitely. I mean, we're in touch with some very good locksmiths around the city, and that was one of the questions I asked when I first started all this, and he just laughed and said he gets that question every day, and it was more Hollywood than anything.
Of course, with your safe, if 5 years from now something happens, you forget everything, you've got the number registered there, and y'all can eventually get into
it. Well, we don't have it at the store. We do, if let's say you forget your combination.
Yeah.
You can come to us with picture ID. You have to come to the store, and the serial number off your safe, and we'll make a copy of your ID, and then we will call whatever brand it is, Browning, Liberty, whatever you got, and we will get the combination for you. Or if you have an electronic lock, we'll get what's called a management reset code. And what that'll do is wipe out what's in there and start back from scratch.
A lot better than just trying to saw into it to get something that you need.
And you wouldn't believe some people, you know, will try that, you know, instead of just giving us a call, you know.
Yeah. Now, this came up before. I think I talked to you about it. Y'all safe, just about every big safe has bolt holes on the bottom, right? If you desire, you know, to put it either in your concrete or your wood. And I was saying, a friend of mine who lived right in the water didn't ever do anything about the bolt holes, and his safe was in great shape, but unfortunately it was submerged for a good while. So if you're not going to bolt it down and you're in a flood zone, probably to plug those up with something.
Yeah, and the safes, you know, a lot of people don't realize they're not airtight.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be built that way by design. That's so if you have a fire, heat can escape.
Yeah.
And if you do have a flood,
as opposed to a sprinkler system.
Right.
Yeah.
If you do have a flood, you know, say it's a hurricane coming.
Take your guns out.
Take your stuff and go.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of a fire, there is a Paul-U-Saul seal around the door, and it will swell to 8 times its size and keep the smoke and a lot of water.
Isn't it kind of rope-looking almost?
Well, that's the older ones. Yeah, the newer ones are a little bit different. But, yeah, and that'll keep the smoke and the water out from the firemen. But if it goes underwater, it's going to go underwater.
And that's something for you. A lot of folks have houses, you know, on the bay and the Gulf. And, you know, if you've got a number of guns, you know, take them with you when you evacuate. If you do, don't just leave them there because of the water situation. You never know. I mean, your house may collapse and it may wind up underneath the Gulf of Mexico.
You're exactly right.
Phil, let's go ahead and ask our trivia question.
Sure.
And we'll see who bites. Now, as you know, the current United States Armed Forces long gun is either M16 or M4, depending. What was the long gun before the M16 was adopted? Does anybody know that? If you do, you win an AR-15/M16 magazine from Brownells. It has the chrome silicone spring and magpull follower. The U.S. military's long gun before the M16 was adopted.
Now,
I think it was adopted maybe 64 or
am
something.
Am I disqualified from answering?
Yeah, you're disqualified. You seen the answer?
I could really use that magazine. That's why.
A lot of people, I won't mention what a lot of people call it, but it wasn't produced for a long time. And most people didn't like it. There are a few people that just love it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if you know that, call in 251-343-0106. If you're actually on YouTube and want to answer that, you can answer it there. But the people on YouTube aren't chatting. So we'll give you some time. 343-0106, the U.S. military long gun before the M16 was adopted in, I think, 64. But y'all go back to talking about safes. One thing I wanted to mention to you, Philip, I know you have an ammunition safe there, so you don't have to fill up your regular safe. And ammunition, you know, as long as it's in a cool, dry place, it's good. But a lot of people want to lock it up.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, in the years past, people would actually go and buy a gun safe and just kind of make it work for ammo. But now we do offer, Liberty offers, excuse me, a safe called the Ammo Can. It's 11 cubic feet. It's got nothing but shelving in it, right, and it locks with a key, and is perfect for locking up bulk ammo. We really encourage that.
I think we may have somebody. Would that be Chris?
Let's take it, Christopher.
Go ahead, Chris. What do you say?
Is it the M14?
You got it, Chris. We're going to send you. It's easy, really, for us to mail it to you. So don't hang up. I'm going to give you back to Phil and get your name and address. You have any other comments you want to make?
No, sir. This is the first time I've listened to your program, and I just happened to be near
lucky
my cell
guy.
Phone, and
yeah, well, listen.
Program, and I enjoyed it.
Listen to us every week. You can catch up on the past ones. Either go to SoundCloud. We've got 180 something past programs, or also to the YouTube channel. We've got all of those, so you can download and listen to your heart's content. But hang on, and I'll give you back to Philip, and he'll get your address. All right.
Thank you, sir. Y'all
thank
have
you.
A good evening.
Thank you for listening.
Always welcome a first time.
Yeah. There are a lot of people. There are a few people that just love the M14, but probably most people that used it hated it.
Well, as far as the civilian market, most people know it as the M1A or yep. M1A1.
And I guess it was in the shortest number of years usage also in the U.S. military.
Yeah, well, actually what it is,
and
Judge,
a crossover
is a progression, basically, if you will, of the M1 Garand of World War II fame.
An improvement.
it's a major improvement to utilize a box magazine, but the gas system is extremely similar, and it looks similar in appearance from the stock.
It's a good-looking gun, actually.
Absolutely. And, of course, it is a very accurate rifle.
And it's 30-06 or 308?
308 is the M1A. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the aforementioned Garand that I compared it to was actually in 30-06. All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after this break. Still more to come. Hang with us.
The fight inside of me. Walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig. You dig. When?
Well, I can tell you right now, there's no diggers in this studio right now. All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Appreciate you hanging with us through the break. We've still got a good show for you here. Joining us in the studio tonight is Mike Ward Philip Ward with Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. I'm going to get that right before the night's over. And
Adam, we started talking about safes to put ammunition in when we broke, and he pointed out on their website about that. And why don't you tell us a little bit the ammo safes?
Yeah, Liberty has one out called the Ammo Can, and it's a very affordable way to lock up your ammo. We have them for $4.59 at the store, and they're a 11 cubic foot safe. And it's a key lock. It's not as secure as your big gun safes, but it is an effective way to lock up ammunition because, I mean, you know, you can lock up your guns, but if you get all your ammunition stolen, your guns really aren't useful anymore. So, a lot of people are buying those, and it's been great.
Absolutely. If you're like me, if you buy ammunition, buy the bulk because, to be honest with you, between myself, my wife, and my 10-year-old daughter, we go through ammunition pretty quick. And so it's nice to buy it in bulk and then be able to store it in a safe like that instead of having it in the closet, under the bed, or wherever.
Right. And I might point out, Philip, your measurements on that are 59 and a half tall, 24 and a quarter, I guess that's deep, and
that's
20
wide.
Okay, wide, and then 22 inches deep.
22 inches deep, yeah.
So you can kind of measure around and see. So that looks like a great idea. Put some of the desiccant in there, maybe.
To
keep it a little dry.
It'll keep your ammo dry. It'll keep it, you know, fresh.
Yeah, always know where it would be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, Judge, as you're probably aware, there was absolutely a terrible massacre in Mexico where U.S. citizens were just slaughtered by a Mexican cartel. And if you haven't heard about that, it is just absolutely horrific. There was actually, I thought there was 3 women and 6 children that were murdered.
Babies, too.
Yeah, and they were all extremely young that were actually murdered by a Mexican cartel. There's still lots of information that's out on that, so we don't really have any specifics on why. Some of the reports said that it was they had got caught in a crossfire between Mexican cartels. Another report is that the because they were actually in several SUVs, because there was a lot of them, there were several families that was rolling in these 2 or 3 SUVs, and the Mexican cartel actually thought that they were a rival cartel, which is why they attacked the vehicles. But even after they attacked, when they realized that it was women and children, they still kept shooting. It was absolutely horrendous.
And this wasn't around Cancun, folks, and Cozumel. This was interior Mexico. But would you believe when in 1964 my father took the entire family in a Chevrolet station wagon and we drove to Mexico City, repeating a trip his father took them on in 1930 something. They drove, and it was safe then. Today I wouldn't do it in an armored personnel carrier.
No, there's no
way. Monterey and all of that,
absolutely not. Of course, this family was a Mormon family. And of course, there's different groups of Mormon families.
You can look on YouTube. There's some series about Mormons battling the cartel.
Yes.
And some of them, the Mormons are involved with the cartel. But
yeah,
this one in particular, you know, you're not allowed to have guns in Mexico, so the Mormons have to kind of skirt around that. But basically, the drug cartel, you know, the Mormons are in there farming. That's where Romney's father was
now,
born.
I just was going to say George Romney, yes.
You know, imagine living in a country like that. That's what you get when you have gun-free countries.
Yeah, of course, we're talking about George Romney, father of presidential candidate, was it 2012? So it was definitely, I don't say bizarre, but just a macabre occurrence, and just how strong and brazen the Mexican cartel is there. Of course, we know that violence spills over into the U.S. because of our porous border. And speaking, Judge, of pouring over our border, and there's a new type of meth, and they're calling it meth crisis 2.0. And this is meth that's actually being mixed with fentanyl. If you remember and have listened to us in the past, we have talked about fentanyl at great
length. It's another Chinese product,
I take it. And of course, the Mexican cartel are using this, and they're mixing it in with meth. Of course, meth was really, if you remember, in the 2000s, it was really popular being made around here in the 90s and the 2000s.
And we put all our local meth cooks out of business.
Absolutely.
And the cartel. By taking out Walmart, and the cartel took it over.
The cartel took it over, and it's much cheaper, and it's much more potent, and just people are overdosing on this new meth across the nation. Now, I've got one statistic here, and I don't know how accurate it is. I think it's actually opioids and meth, and this meth 2.0 with fentanyl is 47,000 Americans died in 2017 alone.
And if you have a good safe, you should lock your meth in there. But seriously, another reason, I knew, unfortunately, he's passed away, a person had terminal cancer, and he locked, you know, his fentanyl, morphine, whatever, in the safe, other than, you know, kind of his immediate couple of doses. So, and I'm sure people do that with not only drugs, with maybe gold, stamps.
That's a huge part of our business is people putting their medicine in these safes. And unfortunately, they're locking it from their children or their grandchildren or their nephews or nieces or whoever. And I mean, I hate it, but I hear that story, I mean, at least weekly. I mean, somebody comes in there and says, I need a small safe because my kid or my grandson or whatever is taking my medicine.
But that's you know, when you think about it, a great thing to be.
It's real.
They're on top of it enough. One thing to remember, too, I told my wife this when I had a back problem and I had some drugs I put in my safe. I said, if there's ever home invasion and, you know, your health, offer the drugs in the safe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can get rid of them. Because most people like that are so short-term, they just want a high and to get out of there.
Well, to your point, Judge, there was several cases that I was, actually it was last year, where there were home invasions specifically to get drugs, where they knew the person was elderly or had was on cancer treatment or anything else like that, and so they had that opioids or they had that pain medicine or painkiller, and that's the only reason or the only thing that these perpetrators were after.
You could put fake opioids like with cyanide in it and give it to them and to have maybe the real stuff hiding in the back.
Yeah, but the way things are nowadays, that's asking for a lawsuit.
It probably,
I mean, you can't do that.
Tell us about options for automobiles because, you know, a lot of times people don't lock their cars. Start by locking your cars and hiding your guns. But after that, I know y'all have some great safes for automobile use.
We do, and the thing is, you know, you want to carry your firearm on you for protection.
So but you can then, get to it,
But then you might be entering a building or a business that you can't carry.
Federal courthouse.
Right. So you got to leave it in your car. There's no other option. So we do have small locking pistol vaults that are perfect for the car. They can fit right under the seat, and they also have a steel tether that you can actually lock it to the where your seat bolts to the frame.
Oh, great.
And, I mean, I'm not going to say it's, you know, 100% foolproof, but if a thief wants to get it, he's going to have to work for it.
Well, and there's some states where you'd probably have to put it in the back seat.
Yes.
But you could put your gun in the back seat, locked. That's kind of the way they described it, locked and attached to the car.
Yeah, these are all California approved. what that means is you could actually drive through the state with it locked in there, and if you got pulled over and checked, you would be legally carrying that firearm.
There you go. And it's just something, you know, if you're a traveler, you ought to think about. We're lucky. I try to stay away from states you can't.
Right.
They don't reciprocal to Alabama.
Me too.
But there are a few that, I mean, South Carolina has a weird law.
They do.
And,
yes, they do.
You know, you probably shouldn't speed through there and do that. Philip, you have Liberty Safes. I noticed you had another brand or two. I didn't notice that before.
We carry five different brands. We carry, of course, Liberty. And then we carry Pro Steel, which is Browning. We carry a Rhino Ironworks, American Security, and also Fort Knox.
All right.
And those are all high-quality, American-made products, which we're kind of,
that's kind of
very,
the key.
We're very proud to carry. And, really, if you're wanting a top-notch safe, you could about close your eyes and pick any of them and be satisfied. But the main thing is certain brands will offer a different setup that may fit you better.
Yeah.
And, for example, Liberty is great at producing a dual-purpose safe where you could put all your guns in there or you could put all of coins in there, whatever you want to do, where Browning or Pro Steel, they make safes really geared toward gun owners. So if you had a huge collection and not a lot of room, you could get a smaller safe that you could just pile, you know, firearms in.
And I know what I have firearms in different rooms of my house ready to go, but I don't have children. But I still have a collection, obviously, in the safe, locked up. And I tell you, when once or twice I've left for a hurricane, it's always been afterwards when it got too hot, I felt a lot better with that safe there because, you know, the alarm battery, 24 hours at the most, is gone.
Right.
And so I got everything, jewelry, everything, put it in that safe, and then, you know, felt pretty safe about it.
Well, it's certainly better than just being, you know, left in a drawer or something.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, it like I said, if someone does get it, they are going to have to earn it. I mean, they're going to have to work for
yeah.
it, for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate somebody who saw through at Liberty.
Yeah, Army. Oh, yeah.
Tom Gresham had, or somebody had a show, I remember week after week, they would throw it off a cliff, and they run over the bulldozer. I don't remember whether they ever finally got into it, but it was fun watching
it. Yeah, it was. I'm not sure.
I can imagine what the contents look like.
Yeah.
After all that. Now, you've got a number of Liberty Safe stores, but tell us first, in Mobile, where y'all located?
In Mobile, we're at Moffitt and I-65. We got a huge yellow safe up in the air on a pole.
And that's the west side of
I-65? The west side of I-65. We've also got a store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
And now we're opening a store next, actually at the end of this month, in D'Iberville, Mississippi.
Okay.
So we're going to have the Gulf Coast kind of covered.
All right. So just Google Mike Ward Liberty Safes, and you will find a safe that fits. And folks, you may think there are other safes that are cheaper. Check them out first. Just go by there and just see what they have. And if you don't find anything you like, that's okay. But check out a local hometown safe person, safe store first. Folks, we got a break coming up. Remember our number, 251-343-0106, Armed Alabama. We'll be right back.
Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
Welcome back to Armed Alabama. Thank you for hanging with us through the break. And if you're just now joining us, of course, this is your show about self-defense, fire ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry. And, of course, tonight we're talking about safes. And we have in the studio with us Philip Ward, Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. So if you have a comment or a question for us or for Philip, give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. Mike Ward's Liberty Safe is a proud sponsor of this show, as well as McCoy Outdoors. And we also have a new sponsor of the show, and that is Taylor Martino Law Firm. And we appreciate them, and we welcome them to the Armed Alabama team. So before we went to the break, Philip, we were talking about lots of different safe types, whether you're storing valuables such as jewelry, or if you have your archiving paperwork, very sensitive paperwork in the safe. You have different types of fire ratings and stuff. And then you also, we were talking about a different safe to store your ammo in. And while we were off at the break, we were talking about barometric safes to store your pistol in, your self-defense pistol if you have children or grandchildren running around the house. This is a great option to have. Tell us more about that, please.
Yeah, we sell a lot of them, and they're biometric. You run your fingerprint across them, they'll open right up. And what it is if you have children or grandchildren in the house and you keep your pistol in a nightstand or you keep it under your pillow, wherever you keep it, a tragedy could happen in an instant. I mean, you know, all it takes is a half a second. You take your eyes off a child and they find it. If you keep your self-defense pistol at home in your big gun safe, you'll never get to it in time if something happens. So this is kind of a great middle ground. Like I said, they're biometric. Run your fingerprint across it. They pop open. You're ready to go. But it also keeps the children or grandchildren from getting to that firearm. So, I mean, it's just another part of being a responsible firearm owner. And, of course, we all know the more accidents that happen with firearms, that's more ammunition for the antis to hold against us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, is not just the fact where you could, if you can get to the safe or not, it's having the cognitive wherewithal to be able to open it up while you're under duress or scared or whatever.
Right.
Not just yourself, but maybe your wife or a loved one that's there in the residence that needs to get to that firearm while maybe you're away or what have you.
That's correct. We the biometric pistol vaults that we carry, you can put up to 30 different fingerprints in it, and that way you can put all of your fingerprints and then all of your wife's fingerprints or you know whatever. And that and you know a lot of people have asked me, well, what do you need more than one fingerprint on yourself for? Well, if you have a cut and a Band-Aid on one finger that you used, you can go to the next finger and open it.
Is it true that Obama's fingerprint is in these automatically when made? This insert. He can always get in your safe.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Philip, tell me about something I'm seeing that looks great here. It's a backlit light that's on a larger safe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kind of like some computers have that on the keyboard. So you can see the light. And I see it's EMP tested, which either electromagnetic pulse or a solar flare, which is a phenomenon of nature.
Yeah, they've put them in a controlled environment, tested them for EMP, and they have told us it does not affect these locks at all, which was a huge concern.
That's why I bought a dial 20 years ago.
That's why a lot of people buy dials. They really don't like the use of the dial, but they were worried about the EMP, and I respect that totally. And you were talking about the backlit, and it does. It has a light behind the faceplate. That way, if the power goes out in your house, you don't have to go find a flashlight or your phone to light up the dial. You hit the little light bulb button. It lights up for about 10 seconds.
That's great.
And you can punch your code in. And we also have lights that go in the safe that are motion activated. And they'll pop on, and that way you can see what's going on in the safe.
So you won't buy two of something you already he already had. That's great.
Yeah.
So as far as best bang for the buck, Philip, and as we're coming up to Christmas, what is the best bang for the buck if an individual comes to your store and is looking for a safe that may meet his or her needs for jewelry, for paperwork, for firearms, ammunition, or whatever? What's the best bang for the buck safe that you have that you sell the most of?
I would have to go with, if room is not an issue in the home, I would have to say a Fat Boy Junior. It does it all. It's got plenty of room for 48 long guns. You can put 6 handguns in the door plus other pockets for other things. And it's got a 1-hour fire rating, so it's going to protect your papers. It's going to protect your guns, your coins, your jewelry, everything. It kind of does it all, and you can get these for $16.99.
That is not bad.
Yeah.
With the fire rating and everything else.
It is, and that's a picked-up price. And if you want it delivered, we can deliver that safe. Within 50 miles, we deliver it for $300. But that's going to be, you know, our guys delivering it. We're insured. So if we damage the safe or your home in any way, which we rarely ever do, we don't ever, you know, we have good delivery guys. Very good.
How all you people like to buy stuff on time? I see they have a $38.65 for 60 months.
Yeah, we do have financing available. We have 60 months, and we also have 12 months no interest on safes that are $1,000 or more. So if you want to stretch out those payments for 12 months.
$1,500 a month.
Yeah, I mean, on that safe there, you're looking a little over $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a little over $100 a month.
It's like, that don't sound like no blue light special layaway to me.
a mortgage payment a month. So, we can definitely help you out.
Philip, how heavy are the safes like the Fat Boy you were talking about?
The Fat Boy Junior that I was referring to is 760 pounds.
Okay, because, you know, some wooden floors might not support that. Yeah. Do you have somebody that can come out and look at a location and say, yeah, this is a good place to put this safe? Or
we do. I can come out on location and look, but, I mean, you'd be surprised what floors can hold. I know that one of my first deliveries I ever did was a 1,700-pound safe in a mobile home.
Wow.
And
it's like a refrigerator, really.
Right, and that's why I tell folks, they'll see this 700-pound safe, and they'll say, well, I don't think my floor can hold it. And I say, well, yeah, I'm almost 300 pounds, and you get a couple guys my size in your house, we're not falling through your floor.
Yeah, so that's safe.
It puts a big enough footprint out that spreads it out. It's not all in one little spot. Yeah,
and that was what, the Fat Boy Junior?
The Fat Boy Junior.
So if you've got a wooden floor, don't be afraid to buy a safe.
I don't know.
there's a Fat Boy 64 also, and it's 880 pounds.
Wow. 64 being what?
The gun capacity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it holds 64. Is that long gun?
That's long gun capacity.
Now, most of these safes, they have different capacities where not only do they hold long guns, but they'll hold pistols, too. And you can change configuration. And I've seen where a lot of them, that you can buy all kind of different accessories where you can actually hang your pistols and stuff actually on the door. The door swings open, you can hang all your pistols there.
Yeah, we do. We have door pockets for holding pistols. We also have handgun hangers that go in the safe. And I've gone to customers' houses, and they've had a gun, long gun safe, and they had these hangers all the way across on every shelf, and it was totally full of handguns, and it was, absolutely stacked perfect. So really, the safes, they call it a gun safe, but it's for anything. If you want to put just handguns in there, or just coins, just jewelry, we've had everything.
And Philip, people used to have safety deposit boxes. I know I had one for years until 15 years ago, and when they stopped, Bond stopped having coupons and all, I just have everything in my safe at home now.
That's exactly right. That's getting very popular, is getting rid of those safety deposit boxes. Because, they're fine to have, but what if you want to get something out on a Saturday or Sunday or a holiday? You can't. The convenience of having it right there in your home is just it's great to have.
And I might point out the Fat Boy safe, talking about dimensions of it. It looks like it's about 60 inches high and about 42. Is that width again or depth?
42 wide, 25 deep.
25 depth. A lot of them are 25 depth, so that's good.
Yeah, the 25 inches deep includes a handle. To get it in your house, we only need 24 inches. We take the handles off and bring it in sideways. And that's been a real popular design, is the wide, shallow safe.
Looks like our time is running out. Folks, remember, subscribe to us on YouTube. We're almost to 1,500. We're here every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you, Philip Ward.
And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down our countryman, they're walking on the fighting.